The Meridian Presbytery Synod Moderator of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Ghana, Reverend Dr. Major Bliss Agbeku, wants the church to take the lead in advocating against the increasing use of narcotic drugs among the youth. According to him, the use of drugs is influencing some youth to engage in robbery and violent activities, cautioning that if the practice is not checked, the security and peace of the country will be threatened. Reverend Dr. Major Agbeku was speaking at Lashibi near Tema at an induction service for newly elected executive officers of the Meridian Presbytery EP Churchmen's Fellowship. Here's a news desk report.
Statistics by the Narcotic Control Board show that about 70% of the youth from the junior and senior high schools in the country face the risk of drug abuse. This situation, according to Reverend Dr. Major Agbeku, is worrying as most drug dealers always target the youth. He said with the influence the church has on society, they must take up the challenge of educating the youth on the dangers of drug abuse, which include madness and criminal activities. Reverend Dr. Major Agbeku also expressed regret that many Christians who serve in leadership positions are not generating the desired inspiration expected of them as faithful disciples of Christ. The 10-member executive includes the chemical engineer Geshon Odum as president, Albert Ahi, a former principal executive officer of Lands Commission, as vice president, and Samuel Akwete, a management and marketing consultant, as secretary. The national president of the fellowship, Charles Gunu, called for a paradigm shift as the fellowship prepares for its 20th anniversary. The newly inducted Meridian Presbytery president, Geshon Odum, on behalf of his colleagues, pledged to work assiduously in partnership with the church's presbytery secretariat to meet its developmental objectives. Meanwhile, the moderator of the West Volta Presbytery of the EP Church, Reverend Dr. Emmanuel Ame, has advised Christians to be truthful. Speaking at the 50th anniversary of EP Church Mamprobi, Reverend Dr. Ame said it is only by being truthful that the country can develop at the expected rate.